Hey there, money nerds. Welcome to another episode of Money in the Morning. I'm Joe Salcihi, Average Joe Money on Twitter. And what a fun day. I've got the coffee. We've had some technical trouble, which is always fun when you're doing this before a live Facebook audience. But promise you it's going to be worth the wait, because on today's show, we spun the headline wheel and here's what we've got. We've got number one, the SEC looking at reining in cryptocurrency. We'll talk about that and tell you what that might mean for your money. And then second, Fidelity, big asset management firm Fidelity, you've heard of them. Fidelity has decided how much you need to have saved for retirement. What's the number? How close are you to the number? We'll have that and more. But first, got to say a big thanks to everybody who's already signed up for the Stacky Benjamins experience. We're headed to Clearwater, Florida, our mastermind, and 30 of you may be coming with us. We still have a few spots available. Head to stackybenjamins.com/experience for more on that. One weekend, mid-April, change your financial life. stackybenjamins.com/experience. All right, let's get this party moving.
Hello, darlings. And now it's time for your favorite part of the show, our Stacking Benjamins headlines.
First headline comes to us from Investment News. Reining in cryptocurrency, top priority for the Securities and Exchange Commission. Several weeks after becoming the top cop for the U.S. markets last May, Jay Clayton began reading everything he could get his hands on about Bitcoin, realizing it was quickly evolving from a method of payment to a global investment craze. Since then, the Securities and Exchange Commission chairman has elevated, easy for me to say, digital currencies to the forefront of his agenda, asserting that many of the products fall under the agency's oversight. During Clayton's tenure, the SEC has unleashed its enforcement lawyers on companies that are illicitly raising money by selling digital tokens, put the kibosh on attempts to set up cryptocurrency mutual funds, and repeatedly urged investors to take more seriously the risk of getting fleeced. You know, we've talked a fair amount about cryptocurrency on the Stacky Benjamin show, and man, this is pretty worrisome. I think that when it comes to these cryptocurrencies, we don't know who the winner is going to be yet, and there are tons of people. When there's tons of people flocking to an investment type, guess what happens? Lots of scammers also head that way, and the SEC already looking at how do we protect investors from themselves, right? Well, I don't think we need to wait for the Securities and Exchange Commission. If you're going to buy cryptocurrencies, number one, just play in the established waters, number one. Number two, they say that when you're buying cryptocurrency, then to move it to your own wallet. Make sure that you've take the cryptocurrency, move it to your own wallet. Lots of places explain that. And the thing that I've had trouble with as a podcast host is this. You know how many people are calling themselves cryptocurrency experts now? A ton. I'll tell you this too. When it comes to just Apple Podcast rankings, the number of podcasts ahead of us in the investing category, I couldn't figure out why, as our listenership has gone up, have we found ourselves going down in the rankings? And you know what a lot of it is? There are 6 cryptocurrency podcasts now ahead of ours that have been made in the last few weeks. All experts, people that know a ton about this brand new thing. Really? How did you become an expert in a short amount of time on crypto? It's interesting, actually, reading some of the people I do believe who are experts and the amount of time they spend doing it. But people that used to be experts in other areas, thinking of one. And it's actually, if you go to the investing section of Apple Podcasts, you'll see the number one podcast right now. Person who's an expert on a lot of stuff, all of a sudden also an expert in crypto. Very, very, very confusing. And I feel bad for investors that are going to use this article. People waiting to be fleeced. So I think the lesson here is crypto is an investment. I think that's coming soon. Especially when you see the SEC starting to get involved. I like data. I love data. So if it's sandbox money, crypto, fantastic, go play. If it's money you're going to take to the casino, go play with crypto. But investment, like good investment? I don't know. There's going to be a lot of winners and losers in the crypto markets. Our second headline comes to us from CBS MarketWatch. New guidelines for young retirement savers. This is written by Ray Martin. It says, for most American workers, the only retirement benefit available to them is a 401k plan. That means they bear the responsibility for saving and investing wisely for retirement. They also bear the consequences if they do this poorly, which, by the way, a lot of people doing it poorly, according to tons of articles out there. How well do you handle the do-it-yourself retirement saving system of today and avoid the pitfalls will determine whether you have a secure retirement. An analysis by Fidelity Investments has come up with a list of savings factors that show how much you should have saved for retirement by the time you reach a certain age. So here is what they say. Take your annual salary, and if you're age 30, should be one times your salary you should have by now. You're 35, two times your salary. 40, three times your salary. 45, four times your salary. 50, six times your salary. 55, seven times. 60, eight times. And 67, 10 times. It says, clearly workers in their 20s need to get started saving for their retirement as soon as possible if they want to be on track by age 30. You know, I bring this article up because I absolutely hate it. I love Fidelity and I love what they're trying to do, but you know what this does? What I found is this scares people, right? People that are behind who need to save the most get the most fear from pieces like this. And if I'm ahead of the game, I also get a false sense of security because what are these numbers based on? I mean, if I want to do a lot during my retirement years that doesn't involve earning money, but I want to spend a lot of money, these numbers might be way too low. Or if I'm somebody that is going to, you know, I'm going to continue working part-time during my retirement years, or I don't spend a lot, I don't anticipate spending a lot of money, that might be way, way too much that I'm saving. So not a big, you know, it's funny. There's all kinds of pieces that have these rules of thumb out there, and doing the math isn't that hard. And there's lots of websites. You know, I think people get afraid of going to see a financial planner and putting the numbers together with a live person. You don't even need to do that. There's plenty of retirement calculators. Our friend Daryl Kirkpatrick I'm not going to remember here live the name of Daryl's website. But if you put Daryl Kirkpatrick in at stackingbenjamins.com, you'll hear his interviews, and he goes over retirement calculators. Is it Yes You Can Retire? I think it's Yes You Can Retire. So Daryl's looked at a ton of calculators. Do the calculation for yourself. It's not hard math. It really isn't, especially when you've got these retirement calculators that'll do it for you. I don't want to use a rule of thumb. I want to use a calculator based on what I really want to do. So I think that for our second headline, Fidelity laying out how much should you have saved, our takeaway should be create your own number. I wouldn't use it. Love Fidelity Investments, by the way. Not a rip on Fidelity Investments. And hopefully getting that rule of thumb, step in the right direction for some people that don't know better. So big thanks to everybody watching live on Facebook. We record these live and we record them in the morning. It's barely morning here, but we got this thing in today. Thanks for everybody for listening. We'll catch you next time on Money in the Morning.
Money in the Morning is created by Joe Saul Sehi and is brought to our channels by our producer and engineer, Richie Rudder Reese. Stacking Benjamins and Money in the Morning are for entertainment purposes. Before making moves, consult with your financial advisor. Looking for training sessions? Kathleen Selmans has a great suite of Stacking Benjamins tools, so head on over to learn.stackingbenjamins.com. Hoping to chat with us on the web? Say hello to Shannon Cowan, our social media guru and community manager in our Facebook group. She can be found at stackingbenjamins.com/basement. From the basement, I'm Joe's mom's neighbor, Doug. See you tomorrow.